The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 7, ye that run well, who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? Well, the title of my message is, who or what hinders us in serving the Lord? Who or what hinders us in serving the Lord? I wrote five, but for the sake of time, I might just five points, because 6:51, I make sure that 7 will be done. Is that fine, Pastor?
Okay,
Pastor, thank you so much. Who or what hinders us in serving the Lord? Number one that I would like you to know is when we began to love the world. I believe that that is the number one that's in my heart, you know, that hinders us in serving the Lord is when we began to love the world. God told us, you know, not to love the world. This world is just temporarily. It's good, you know, that we have something. We have everything right now. But I will tell you, my friend, this world will passing by. The Bible says that all things are passed away. All things are, you know, it will be gone. But the Word of God is eternal. The Word of God is eternal. And in Matthew chapter 6, in verse 19, I'm just going to read that quickly. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So it's very clear, my friend, that Jesus Christ says that we need to lay up our treasures in heaven. And I just thank the Lord because you are doing it. Why did I say that? It is because this church has been supporting missionaries. You've been doing the will of God. You've been faithful serving the Lord. And you know what? You are investing. Do you believe in that?
Yes. Amen.
That you are investing now. We are investing God. We are investing eternal. We are not investing temporal. But when we serve the Lord, I guarantee you, my friend, that someday we will have this reward. We will have this reward. And I believe, my friend, the reason why God had blessed you, the reason why God blessed you, it is because you invest in heaven. You know, do you have an ATM? ATM card? If you have got savings, if you go to the bank, you can withdraw money, right? But if you don't have savings, if you go to the bank, you cannot withdraw money. The same thing, my friend. If we invest a lot, eternal things in heaven, you've been faithful serving the Lord. You've been faithful serving the Lord. You're helping ministries, you know, in different world. You're doing the will of God in your life. The reason why God is blessing you, it is because you invest. When you pray, God will bless you. It is because we have investment in heaven. And not only that, we began to love the world. That is number one that hinders us in serving the Lord. I will add on to that. I'm sorry. I will add on to that. The devil is also trying his best to hinder us in serving the Lord. He will try his best for you and for me to not to serve the Lord. The devil is whispering to our ears, don't go to church. Don't serve God. Don't pray. Don't read your Bible. He will try his best to put us down. Then secondly, the flesh. This flesh is weak. This flesh, he don't want to serve the Lord, this flesh. But thank God we got the Spirit of the Lord inside our life. We got the Spirit of the Lord, and the flesh, my friend, in Romans chapter 7, verse 18, it tells us that this flesh, just like Apostle Paul, he loved to do the will of God, but sometimes he's weak. And the same thing with us, because we are living in this flesh. Our flesh sometimes is using by the devil for us not to serve the Lord. And number two, by looking to other people. By looking to other people. If you look to me, if you look at me, you might be discouraged. I have a lot of fault in my life. But if you look for Jesus, you will never be discouraged. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. So my friend, nobody is perfect. If you look for a perfect person, you will never find one. If you look to your left and right, you might get discouraged. But if you look to Jesus, you will never, never discourage. You will never, never discourage. So, by looking to other people, will hinder us in serving the Lord. I have a lot of friends. We used to serve. We went to Bible college, and we thought that my classmate can lead me to right direction. And my classmate, don't you know, he quit in serving the Lord. But I just thank God, I just look to Jesus. I just thank God because I just look to Jesus. Because of that, I am here right now in front of you. God is using us by God's grace in the ministry in the Philippines. And number three, that hinders us in serving the Lord is lack of prayer. We need to watch ourselves, you know, in prayer. We need to pray. Why? It is because the devil is there. We need to pray. Lack of prayer is lack of blessings. And the Bible says, ye receive not because ye ask not. We are telling you our needs. We never know somebody here touched by God. And so, the same thing in our service to the Lord. It hinders us in serving the Lord. Our fellowship with God, our intimacy with God, you know, it will affect if we don't pray to the Lord all the time. And so, the Bible says, watch and pray. Temptation is everywhere. You are strong today, tomorrow it's not. Next year it's not. So we need to watch and pray. Prayer is builds our relationship to God. Just like if you have friends, if you got mama, if you got mom, if you talk to your mom all the time, your dad all the time, you're so close to together. You know, if there is one day that will pass by that you didn't call, oh, he is wondering why you didn't call. So, we need to pray. We need to pray. And number four, that will hinder us in serving the Lord is if we listen to the wrong people. I believe that if we listen to the wrong people, we will mess up. But if we are going to listen to the right people, who is the right people? Each and every one of you. Christians, they are the right people because right people will bring you close to God. Right people will bring you close to God. Always, wrong people will bring you out from the will of God. You know, do you have a friend that is here because you lead them? You lead them to Christ? And until now, you're still serving the Lord. It is because you are the right person. So, be the right person and not the wrong person. Amen?
Amen?
Be the right person. And I believe that every one of us is a right person to lead someone to the Lord. And you never know, my friend, that person will be changed forever because of you using God, using you by God, you know. And now, number five is you were run well. The Bible says, ye did run well. Just like Jonah. He is running from the presence of the Lord. God told him to go to Nineveh, that great city, because the wickedness of that city is great. And God told to Jonah to preach the word of God. And he is running from the will of God. But, you know, we cannot run to the will of God. We can run, but we cannot hide. Because God is infinite. He sees us. But don't run, but rather go to the Lord. Go to the Lord. I hope, my friend, that these things, it will become a blessing to every one of you. Become a blessing to every one of you. And I just want to say thank you so much for your love. I just want to say thank you so much for your care and support in our mission field in the Philippines. And we love you all, and we keep you all in our prayers. Thank you, and God bless you. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Pastor.